The United Nations Mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS, is voicing serious concerns over recent violent clashes in Nasir of Afanail and continuing tensions in Western Equatorial State. The incidents have caused fatalities, the destruction of property, and the displacement of many civilians. UNMISS spokesperson Priyanka Shuzuri condemned the violence and called for immediate restraint to restore calm. She urged all parties to uphold the 2018 peace agreement, saying it is the only path to lasting peace.
The incidents of violence, such as what has been happening in the country and what has specifically happened in Nasir, in Upper Nile State in the past weekend on Friday and Saturday, that is the 14th and 15th of February. These are very, very deeply concerning to us. And we would really, really like to call for restraint, for all involved parties to lay down their arms and to, you know, make sure that people dialogue instead of resorting to physical violence.
Shuzuri says there is a need for the full deployment of unified forces as part of the revitalized peace agreement.
We've been trying to do everything we can, but at the end of the day, we also got caught in the crossfire in the violence in Nasir. And it is something that we're very concerned about. Every kind of violence, however big or small the clashes might be, have a direct impact on civilians, on people. And we are here to make sure that, you know, we do our best to protect as many people as possible.
Pork Both Baluang, SPLMIO Director of Information and Public Relations, says recent attacks on SPLMIO bases in Western Equatoria and Western Bahr el Ghazal states could undermine the implementation of the 2018 peace deal.
So all of these incidents, they are definitely jeopardizing the implementation of the peace agreement, precisely the security arrangement, and we urge the SSPDF to demonstrate their genuine and political will to fully implementation of the security arrangement and RSS in general, so that we can enter to the new extension with good faith in the process of the government to finish the outstanding issues of the agreement to pave the way for a peaceful, democratic, transparent and inclusive election in South Sudan at the end of the extended transitional period.
South Sudan Minister of Information Michael Mukwe downplayed the significance of the incidents, calling them normal skirmishes, and said they would not affect the new extension of the transitional period.
All these events have taken place. They cannot be denied they are there. These are normal skirmishes that do happen everywhere. And as such, you cannot conclude that the parties are not genuine and that they are not. The parties are fully committed to the implementation of the agreement. And this will not affect the extension of the new extension. As soon as the roadmap ends, then the new extension will be with immediate effect, and we'll make sure that we implement all the outstanding provisions of the agreement within the period of extension.
Major General Itayal Gilau Bitiu, chairperson of the Ceasefire and Transitional Security Arrangement Monitoring and Verification Mechanism, warned the integrity of the ceasefire is at risk because of intensified fighting on the border of Western Equatoria and Western Bahr el Ghazal states. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.